Forbear your vile plotting, all you that design to escape God's vengeance, repent you in time. Remember that princes, his vicegerents are enrolled in heaven, the chief of his care. No whispers in secret, but what are revealed. From God there is nothing that can be concealed. In vain are your plots when his mercy says nay. 'Tis yourselves you ensnare, you yourselves are the prey. 'Tis of Colben I sing, who once was of fame and good reputation, but now to his shame. Foul treason has sullied his nobler parts and brought him to ruin, though his just deserts. 'Twas popish infection to ruin the state that wrought his confusion and hastened his fate. Such desperate malice is price to betray, but in vain are men's plottings if heaven gainsay. Her Highness's servant he lived some years, till Rome's triple tyrant had buzzed in his ears, to ruin a kingdom, to murder his king, for which he'd be sainted no sooner. This sting had poisoned his loyalty, but he begins to start from allegiance and scruples no sins. But let all beware how their king they betray, for vengeance on traitors redoubled will pay. By letters from Rome, from France, and from Spain, he sucked in the treason and vents it again, to give them intelligence how affairs stood, and when he expected to write them in blood. Thus bent on destruction, ne'er questioned to have sped, but heaven foreshowed what hung over our heads. In mercy preserved us, therefore we may say, in vain is their malice if he but say nay. By secular power in the midst of his pride, he's taken and safely to Newgate conveyed, from whence to his trial in Westminster Hall, that great seat of justice, who when they did call, most proudly replied, but his jury brought in, he guilty of treason conspired had been, subversion and murder intended but stay, in vain you conspire if Jehovah gainsay. But time being spent, they the sentence defer, and he the next morning was brought to the bar, where the judge did declare the gracious intent of a king made of mercy if he would recant and make true confession, a pardon they tender, signed and sealed by our faith's defender. What monstrous villain on mercy could pray, or think to destroy it when heaven said nay? O wondrous goodness, sure Rome must confess, her elves find more favour than she would grant us. But this grace made no impress in his obstinate breast. He scorned at pure mercy and termed it a jest. But then the dead sentence pronounced he should go to the place where he came, and from thence in full show to all the spectators be drawn on his way, a reward fit for villains that kingdoms betray. To the place of destruction to encounter grim death, and there by a cord to resign half his breath, his bowels ripped out in the flames to be cast, his members dissevered on poles to be placed. A sight of full horror, but yet it's most just that they should first bleed, that after bloodthirst, you merciless Jesuits who precepts convey to kill, burn, and ravish, beware the great day. Short time after sentence, strong-guarded he came to receive the reward of his treason and shame, where black guilt in his face no question did stare, but with strong resolution he stifled his fear. But his conscience awakened, remorse did prevail, and then to his purpose his sins did bewail. Good people, take warning and do not delay when mercy is offered, nor cast it away. I might have had pardon, but now 'tis too late, for then I was obstinate, scorning my fate. But death's now too dreadful, my crimes to augment, whereof I've been guilty, of which I repent, entreating my Saviour in mercy to save, and of those that I've wronged forgiveness I crave, and for my good King I most heartily pray that God would protect him the nations obey. And let all conspirers who seek to dethrone our King from his right and make nations to groan, with cruel destruction take warning by me, and not seek their own ruins when they may live free. Nor let the proud prelate of Rome nor his train choose engines of mischief whose warrants are vain. The firebrands of hell who draw subjects away to plot against princes when heaven says nay.